Great supporters of ours at Chemist Warehouse, and we thank them for their ongoing support here on Summer Breakfast, the real house of fragrances this Christmas. David King and Jack Heverin, you can join us right across the morning, 1300 736 736. And on the text as well, the temper, 0433 98 11 16. We've still got people texting about things that they've left on their roof and driven off. Still got a few of those that we'll get to before the end of the show as well. But we're very delighted to welcome Sam Willoughby to SEM Breakfast. He's our McCafe catch up today. He's a fantastic story in so many respects for so many things that he's been able to do with his life. And now he's got the next challenge of being a coach. Hey, Sam, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, we're excellent. Thank you for your time. How are you finding the coaching life these days? Coaching is challenging in so many respects, probably even more so when it's your wife.
Yeah, it has its challenges, but it's something that I'm really, really enjoying. And luckily, the main athlete I'm working with, which happens to be my wife, is pretty damn good. So most days, my job's pretty easy.
Did you ever think that coaching would be in you? I mean, obviously things change, and you had to think about what was coming up next a bit quicker. But did you ever think that you'd have the coaching bug within you?
Yeah, I really did. That was, at times, it was probably a flaw when I was competing, that I was my attention to detail probably got in the way of my performance at times. And but I think now, in hindsight, it's given me, you know, a much broader range of knowledge and understanding, and it's something that I really enjoy. And that's something since my injury that I really took out, was just the fact that, you know, the one thing that I really liked about BMX is competition, and I'm still able to get that through coaching and other avenues of life. So it was definitely something that was always on my radar. It happened a little quicker than I would have thought, but yeah, I really enjoy it.
Hey, Sam, how do you do it? I'd love to know the secret to your success and how you stay so positive given all that you've been through and read about you and heard you speak. It's just, you're an amazing inspiration to all of us. How do you do it? What's the secret to your attitude?
I think a lot of it is just, it's been learning to transition those skills that I learned from sport, you know, with problem solving and embracing challenges and embracing competition and learning to then transform them into other areas of life. And for me, the ultimate challenge was when I got injured and I had to figure out a way to harness those skills that I believe I learned mainly from sport, and I had to transfer those skills over to my life in order to create a happy and fulfilling life in my situation now. And I'm just really thankful that I was able to get those assets out of sport to be able to deal with the challenges that I face now on a daily basis, but have the ability to embrace them.
Sam, there's a lot of people out there at the moment going through their own challenges, you know, personally, whether they be financial or just having to, their lives change so much over the last sort of 6 to 12 months. What are some of the simple steps, some of the first steps that you took that you think would be of benefit to those guys in a real sense, day to day? What could they do to start this process of getting back on top when you're challenged both mentally and probably physically?
Yeah, I think the natural instinct, and mine was as well when I got hurt, was like, you just want to go back to normal, and you know what we knew normal as. And I think just accepting that normal's forever changing, and it's really just about, you know, digging a bit deeper and looking at some of those skills and traits that sometimes we don't even realize we have until we're challenged, and then just embracing the challenge of using them in your current situation to find a way and make the next situation better. You know, for me, my cue when I do my talks and just for me day to day when it comes to getting up and putting my shoes on every day is embrace the struggle and embrace it in a way that you get satisfaction out of every little win that you go after in a day.
Sam Willoughby joining us this morning on Summer Breakfast. Sam's story is a fascinating one. I'd encourage you to do some more reading and have a listen to some of Sam's stuff across the day. A tetraplegic. Sam, do you remember, I mean, everything that you achieved at the Olympics in London, a silver medal, BMX is really starting to come to a global stage as well, and you were one of the biggest names in it. Do you remember the incident? Do you mind taking us through what you remember of that fateful day?
Yeah, I have full memory of it. Fortunately, I didn't get a head injury or a concussion, but obviously with that, I have full memory of what was a pretty daunting experience. Basically, I went to my local track on a Saturday just to. It wasn't really even a training session, just more or less an active recovery session, and was going through what we call the rhythm section, which is like a bunch of little jumps in a row, and I was just going through on my back wheel and just kind of overcorrected, and I was going pretty fast, and went up into the air, basically into half of a backflip, and came down and landed directly on the top of my head, causing me to crush my spine in my neck at C5-6-7. And I remember being in the middle of the crash thinking, I've been here like 100 times, you know, I've flipped off the back of my bike as a kid, you know, every other day, and you land on your back and you wind yourself. Like, you go up for a mark and footy, you come down, land on your back and wind yourself. And I remember just being in the air thinking, like, this is going to hurt, I'm going to be winded. And when I hit the ground, it didn't take long, sort of, when I came to and realized I wasn't winded. And then the next natural instinct is you check, sort of do your full body check, and that was when I realized I couldn't feel my legs, and I was basically motionless and just laying there. And some parents that were at the track came down, and luckily one of them was actually an EMT, and he started running through some checks of my body, and started at my toes, was squeezing my feet, and, you know, could you feel that? And no, and he was running up my whole body and asking if I could feel anything, and I really couldn't feel anything. And I remember he got to my chest, and I could see his hand on my chest, but I couldn't feel it there. And I could see it was right there, but it felt like it was about a foot off of my chest, and it just felt like my whole body was basically in a wetsuit full of water. And the first time he ran through the test on my arms, I was able to really gingerly sort of squeeze his hand. And then he ran through the test again a few minutes later. And the second time around, I wasn't able to squeeze his hand. And basically, the lights were out from my neck down at that point.
Thank you for sharing that. It's hard to listen to in so many respects, but part of why we wanted to talk to you today is what you've been able to do since then. Sam, there's been some conversation about the sport of BMX, and you love it, obviously. Your wife loves it, and it's an enormous part of your life. Are you certainly not connecting the two together, but the sport's had a few injuries and some serious ones along the way, you included. Are they continuing to work hard from a safety point of view?
Yeah, absolutely. And the good thing is, like, with BMX from day one when I started, and it's always been very strict around safety, you know, rules as far as equipment. And, you know, you've always had to have, you know, long sleeve, long pants, pads, full face helmet, gloves. And as times evolve, and unfortunately it becomes almost a bit of a trial and error thing in many sports, that, you know, things happen that we didn't expect or you didn't think were possible, and then we continue to evolve with, you know, neck braces and better helmet testing for concussions and that kind of thing. And I mean, for the amount of days that BMX runs around the world and the amount of kids and parents that take part in it, the percentage is very low, and we're very, very lucky to be so on top of the safety side of our sport.
With all these tricks, Sam, where's it going? What's the one trick that everyone's trying to get to first? Is there a certain move? Is there something that everyone's trying to attack that's been elusive to date? And we see that, you know, the challenges in every sport. Everyone's driving to the next achievement, the next marker, if you like, to set the standard. What is that in BMX?
Yeah, well, that sport's just about getting from point A to point B as fast as you can. So it's just, you know, like any motorsport or track and field, you know, track cycling, it's just constant evolvement of, I guess, human physiology and equipment to try to get from point A to point B as quick as possible. I mean, the techniques over the years have constantly evolved, and, I mean, we've gone in the space of about 10, 10 years, we've gone from starting on start ramps that are 2 meters high to now 8 meters high. Yeah. So that completely flips the set on its head, and you know they're reaching speeds of up to 60 plus kilometers an hour, and RPMs on the cranks well above 250, and so there's just a whole new range of challenges that come with that to try to be the next fastest person in the world. And then obviously the hard thing about our sport is there is no lane, so you can be as physically good as you want, but if someone rides into you in the first pedal stroke out the gate, it can all mess up your whole run. So there's a lot of technical and technical and physical challenges that makes our sport so fun to not only compete in, but for me now coaching.
Sam, you're an inspirational story. We're so pleased to have you on the show this morning. Thank you for sharing your story, and good luck with what's coming up next. The coaching and the work that you and your wife Elise are doing is outstanding. She's a two-time world champion, and with the Olympics next year, she's going to be really, really well placed to be a gold medalist as well. So good luck to both of you, and thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, boys, and we enjoy listening to the show from over here every now and then.
Hey, and we love having you as well. Sam Willoughby joining us, Kingy. Hopefully that just picks everyone up a little bit for your Friday.
Oh, it's inspirational, it really is. I mean, a lot of people go through adversity and not a lot come out with this sort of attitude. It's a great lesson for all of us.
Summer breakfast here on SEN.